Oh, looking ahead to this coming weekend, of course, it is going to be Comic-Con. And this is the title sequence to The Seventh Doctor. And I'm sure he's heard this many, many times over the years. Can I say good morning to Sylvester McCoy? Sylvester, good morning. Welcome to Express FM.
Good morning, good morning. Nice to be here.
Listen, Sylvester, thank you for taking the time to chat to us this morning. Comic-Con this weekend, you must be looking forward to coming to Portsmouth. Have you been to Portsmouth before, Sylvester?
Yes, yes, a few times over the years. Been to Portsmouth, toured the clubs, working men's clubs, pubs, way back in the 70s, all over Portsmouth.
So, obviously, this is not your first time coming to the city. However, it's a big event this weekend, Comic-Con.
Yeah.
It's now one of the largest, obviously, in the country coming to Portsmouth Comic-Con. But what does Comic-Con mean to you?
Well, it means meeting the fans, which is the bit that I enjoy. Way back 30-odd years ago, when I was offered the job of Doctor Who on a Monday, on Thursday they flew me to Atlanta, Georgia, to a Comic-Con. I had no idea what it was. And after I went there and met all the fans, the producer said I'd taken to it like a duck to water. I enjoy, meeting the fans. I really enjoy meeting them.
Now, Sylvester, did you take your spoons with you to Atlanta?
Yes, I did. Well, no. Normally what I do is I kind of borrow the spoons from a restaurant the night before and play them the next day.
Are you going to be playing your spoons down on stage at the Guildhall?
I wouldn't be at all surprised because people always ask me to do it, yeah.
Bear with me one second. Make sure you've got some spoons at the Guildhall. I've got the thumbs up. They're going to be there for you, Sylvester.
Yeah, it's dessert spoons in the key of G.
The key of G, we'll do our best on that one, that's for sure. Listen, obviously you were in three series of Doctor Who, 42 episodes. I mean, going back to those particular episodes, is there any particular memories that you have? Because Doctor Who is one of the most iconic TV shows around, and looking back at even those old episodes, there must be something that really sticks in your mind.
Oh, yes, there was something. I actually, for a few seconds, became a superhero for real, because Ace, my companion, Sophie Aldred, was in a glass tank with water filling up. The idea was that, I was supposed to try and save her somehow. Then I noticed as the water was filling up in the tank, the glass started to bow, and I realized it was going to shatter, and tons of water would push Sophie out of the tank. Cut her to pieces. We were in a studio. There was electricity everywhere. And so I bellowed with the most commanding voice I could have, "Get her out of there at once." Luckily, there were men at the top pouring the water down onto her, and they grabbed her hands and pulled her out as the water crashed through and flooded the studio. I ran up some wooden stairs and said, "Switch off the electricity." And I saved the day. I'm very proud of that. Never
so you are
that.
You a real life superhero?
Belongs at Comic Con. I guess you're looking forward to being reunited with Sophie this Saturday. She'll be joining you on the main stage, I believe.
Yeah, no, that's great. We hit it off when we first met all those years, way back 30 odd years ago, and we've been friends ever since.
Amazing. I recall looking back at some of the episodes. So you were my doctor, Sylvester, growing up. And I remember particularly being terrified by an episode with cats. Do you remember that?
Yes, that is called Survival, that show. Yeah. Yeah, there was all these cat people. Yeah, we filmed that down in Dorset. There's a big sand pit down there, miles by miles. I call it the desert of Dorset. And it was a heat wave. It was over 100 degrees. And those poor girls who were in the cat suits, was no shade. And one of them freaked out so much, she stripped off her cat suit and ran over the dunes, and we never saw her again.
I'm sorry, I've just got this vision in my head now. Listen, obviously every doctor must have his sonic screwdriver to hand. Do you still have yours?
No. In fact, I never had one.
Did you not?
No.
No. The producer's idea, he was fed up that the writers used to get the Doctor out of trouble by him getting his sonic screwdriver out. And he decided I shouldn't have one and let the writers use their imagination how he gets out of trouble. What I had was an iconic umbrella, a question mark umbrella.
Yeah,
that was my thing.
Ah.
See, Ian's realising now why there was a question mark on the social media this morning.
Okay.
See, I remembered.
Yes. Obviously, doing those episodes, did you ever keep any special little souvenirs from the show, just to keep as a souvenir for years to come?
Yes. In fact, I have. Funny enough, you mentioned spoons. When we were filming the first show we did, We did the filming first before we did the studio work, and we had a party at the end of it. John Nathan Turner loved to have a party, the producer. Mm. And at it, Bonnie was my companion then, and Bonnie Langford sang beautifully, and I whipped out some spoons and played the spoons. And the producer said, we've got to have that in Doctor Who. Mm. So in one of the very first scenes, I'm looking in the engine of the spaceship to try and figure out why it's not working, and I come out with two things that look like spoons, and I end up playing them over Kate O'Mara's front. My goodness, did they bounce? I've still got those spoons.
I'm sorry. I've just got this look on my face now. That is amazing.
Yeah, it is. I was just thinking back to, as we were saying, like you and my Doctor growing up. But prior to your tenure as the Doctor, did you have a favourite Doctor that you liked?
Yes, Patrick Troughton. It was, in a way, he's one of the most of the actors who play Doctor Who appreciate him as well. He was the very first one I ever saw. But also, if it wasn't for him, we might not be here, because he took on the second role of the Doctor, and he was so successful at that that then you could pass it on down from various, you know, to John Pertwee, Tom Baker, etc., down all the way to Shooty now. So he's my favourite, Patrick Troughton.
Do you still watch the series?
Oh, yes. I pop in every now and again and see how they behave. Hope they're behaving themselves.
The question is, though, Sylvester, are they behaving themselves?
Well, I hope not, because it's more fun if they're not.
You say you enjoy meeting the fans. I mean, Doctor Who, like I said, is an iconic TV series. I mean, when you get to meet the fans, that has got to be very special for you, hasn't it?
It is. I mean, when I first got the job, I didn't realise what an effect it had, Doctor Who has on people all over the world. I meet people, and there's a wonderful, warm feeling they give you when they tell you how they watched it with their granny or their father or their mum and their dad, their brother and sister. It's a shared program, and they love it for that reason. I mean, I did the Trans-Siberian Express. I was going through Siberia, and the train stopped for a little while at a station. I got off to stretch my legs, and I was greeted by a Dalek in Siberia. Well, where else would the Daleks hang out, I suppose? Yes,
there'll be plenty of those there this weekend, that's for sure.
Yeah.
I mean, to be honest, doesn't everybody get off a train in Siberia and meet a Dalek? I thought that was just standard these days.
It is now.
It's for a doctor. Yeah.
So, looking back, obviously, during the time on Doctor Who, 42 episodes, what was your biggest challenge? Who was your biggest enemy during those days?
Well, I suppose it was the Master. Anthony Ainley was the actor who played the Master, and he was so dedicated to the role that he was frightening not only on screen, but off screen.
Oh, we've got a few of those here, by the way, Sylvester.
I bet you have. Yeah.
What, we're method?
Yes. Listen, Sylvester, thank you so much for joining me this morning and taking the time to have a chat. And obviously this coming weekend, you're coming down to Comic-Con in Portsmouth. Obviously, you're going to bring the most amazing weather with you, because a Comic-Con on a beautiful summer's day across the great waterfront city of Portsmouth is the only place to be this weekend.
Indeed it is, yeah. And one of the joys is seeing everyone dressed in various different costumes from wonderful shows. Yeah.
Fantastic. Sylvester, thank you very much indeed for your time this morning. And I know the Express FM team are looking forward to catching up with you this coming weekend.
Yeah, okay. See you then. Bye.
Thank you very much indeed. Sylvester McCoy will be down at Comic-Con this weekend. Don't forget, of course, there are some tickets still available. Don't miss out. Go and get those tickets online now.
PortsmouthComicCon.com. Express.